Part 30, Chapter 4. The Russians had gotten them safely back to the small meeting room, and they had seated themselves once more. Dries Glatten was almost purring as he verified the wording and signatures of the transfer check from the intergalactic held funds over to his bank. It was not the biggest check he had ever heard of, but it was the biggest that had ever come to deposit in his branch bank. And it wasn't just a check. It meant solvency, reopened doors in the lesser sector offices, employees back on the job. Actually, he didn't have to verify it at all. He knew it was good, but he just liked to read it. With a flourish, he drew the receipt to him. With an expert flip of his hand, he signed it. And then he picked up the mortgage papers and with great big letters scrawled across it, wrote,
"Paid in full."
My, but this was worth all those worried months of waiting. He put the check safely in his pocket and then sailed the receipt and papers with a gay spin back to McAdam.
"Our business is finished. It is a pleasure to do business with you."
But as he let go his grip on McAdam's hand, Dries saw Lord Voraz was still sitting there, staring blankly at the table. An instant of alarm touched Dries.
"Your worship, is something wrong?"
Voraz turned to him. Ignoring Johnny's presence, such was his preoccupation, Voraz said,
"Didn't you understand what he did?"
Dries said,
"Speculative loans? The lords will try to borrow money to get those shares when they crash. But that is a small matter. Those loans will be good."
"No, no. What he is doing to those lords and their governments. No, you don't see. Let me explain. By providing widespread employment and by making it possible for the little creature on the street to borrow money, he is creating an independent working class. In years to come, they won't have to stand around cap in hand. They will become financially independent. The state will depend on them as a market and not be able to neglect them anymore. And huge quantities of bank business will be with that working class."
"I see nothing wrong in that. With all the money those governments will owe us, they'll have to do pretty much what the bank tells them."
"That's just it. And the bank will tell them more and more to pay attention to the working class, because that's where the bank's main interest lies. Those lords and their existing governments will have less and less power. To all intents and purposes, they will vanish as a special class."
"Ah,"
said Dries, remembering his school days.
"Social banking."
Johnny lounged back in his chair at the side. He was a little bit spent. He wished they'd finish up.
"It's called social democracy. It will work as long as there are lots of new frontiers and room to expand. But we have those, and in a few thousand years, somebody can think of something else."
Voraz was looking at McAdam and the Baron now.
"Do you know what he just did? In that short period, in that room in there, he freed more people than have been freed in all the revolutions in history."
"I know he gave us the power to hold those lords in check,"
said McAdam.
"Shall we finish this bank resolution so we can end this conference?"
Voraz came out of it. He picked up a proxy.
"This mentions a second resolution."
The Baron came to life.
"That's about Lord Lunga."
"Yes. How long has he been dead now? 200...
"Listen. The Cyclos are about the most hated people any universe ever saw. A couple of 100,000 years ago, your Lord Lunga saved them with the bank. Today, that's not a very popular act."
"Indeed not,"
said Voraz.